sort through a free-for-all Friday. Hope you have some good plans for the weekend. It's going to be getting warmer, apparently. Snowman building weather, but it's probably not going to... Well, Frosty won't last very long, I don't think, because, well, seems to me that Frosty could... Frosty could melt pretty quickly. That's what I'm saying. Frosty could melt pretty quickly. Yeah, because the weather's going to get, well, the weather's going to get a bit different here pretty quick. Warmer, mild. You know, we haven't had it. It's been a pretty mild winter. Had a fair amount of snow cover because of the snow and Thanksgiving. But, you know, way up north, lots of snow. So when I talk about snow here, I'm talking about snow in southern Michigan. We haven't been abused by winter too badly. A couple of times it's been pretty rough, but overall it's been a pretty, I'd say, a mild winter. Yeah, a mild winter is what I would say. Anyhow, Michigan resident Pete Buttigieg. Michigan resident Pete Buttigieg says massive spending on infrastructure, that will close the gap wealth in America. The rich and poor will be covered if you just spend more money from your taxes. It'll get it done. Listen to this. Bite number 10. Bite 10. Pete Buttigieg.
I guess what I'm saying is when you're moving $1 trillion through the economy, about half of which is for transportation, those proportions are so great that if we do it right, you should be able to look back at the 2020s later on and say one of the reasons why some of these wealth gaps started to measurably close in that period was because the right choices were made around infrastructure spending, getting everybody from small businesses to workers in the building trades, getting everybody a chance to benefit from the generational wealth that comes from participating in a nationwide construction project, which is what we're doing.
A nationwide construction project, which is what we're doing, apparently. I don't know, you know. Let's see here. Joe Biden, he continues to pound the fear-mongering storylines. From the pandemic to climate change, you know, Joe Biden, he's here to push it all. Bite number 11, listen to this.
Look out for one another and to love one another. It's not always easy. It's hard, but that's our mission. The message is always important, but especially important during tough times like what we've been through the last 3, 4, 5 years. The pandemic has taken so much from us, from so many people. We've lost so much with one another. We lost so many people. Over 1 million lives lost in America alone. 1 million lives lost. And they say for every one life lost, there were 9 significant people who were cared greatly about that lost person. We've seen record bouts of extreme weather, claiming lives and destroying homes all across the country. I've taken more, as the vice president can tell you, more helicopter rides this last year and a half than you can imagine. More timber is burned down in the west and the northwest and even in the southeast, the southwest, than the entire state of Missouri. There's just enormous damage.
Yeah. He's been everywhere. It's climate change. It's the pandemic. It's all of these helicopter rides. You know, I'm not sure any of that is true. But it's what Joey says. So there you go. It's what Joey says. What do you make of it? Well, I don't buy it. Anyhow. How about this? The congressional delegate from the United States Virgin Islands is Stacey Plaskett. It's like a member of Congress, but they don't have, you know, they don't have voting rights per se. They can weigh in, they can make comments, they can do all sorts of things. They can't, you know, can't vote on the record, if that makes matter, you know. But she says one of the big concerns right now for her in the U.S. Virgin Islands and elsewhere in this country is the weaponization of the Internal Revenue Service. The weaponization of the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah. Listen to this. It's bite number 14. Bite 14. Go.
Listen, the IRS report. Recently, you and the media have reported that the IRS audits African Americans at a much higher disproportionate rate than they do other Americans. If we want to look into the IRS and their weaponization, let's do it on that front. And so we're going to offer areas that we think are important to look at. I'm sure the Republicans have their agenda as well, and we'll see where we come out.
Yeah, weaponization of the IRS. Why is it that it is targeting more often lower income people? And that's what we've been telling you for a long time. It's not going to look billionaires and multimillionaires and so forth. They're not going to be impacted by this. They have resources. They have the ability to. They have the ability to defend themselves. But people of lower income do not. People of lower income do not have the ability to defend themselves. And that's going to, and so when you put 87,000 IRS agents out there, it's the people that can least afford it that get hurt the most. And isn't that just the way? We're here to help you. You're here to help me, really. Really, you are. Because it doesn't feel like you're here to help me. Doesn't feel that way at all. At any rate, I hope that the Republicans can derail the whole 87,000 IRS agents. I don't know if they can or cannot. I don't know if they can or cannot, but I hope that they can derail that because, well, they should. At any rate, that's where we are at that point. I've got some other thoughts to wrap this program out on this Free for All Friday right after this.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Michigan has been through some tough times. We've seen businesses close, unemployment soar, and the economy take a heavy hit. But through these struggles, we've been given the opportunity to rethink, retool, and reimagine. It's through strength and determination, drive and focus, that we will be back, and we will bring Michigan back. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.